6 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Let's check in with Tony Washington for our final news headline, news update and information for the morning. Tony.
Well, thank you, Lou. What to do about brutality in South Africa? Good morning. This is Tony Washington with the Cats News Update. The UN Security Council will address that question this morning. Yesterday, the Organization of African Unity condemned South Africa for the stepped-up brutalization of Namibia's population. In the past 6 months alone, 13 blacks have been killed, 10 women raped, 42 in prison, and 42 buildings, including schools, were attacked and burned by South African police. Information previously recorded from Northwest Flight's 255's black box data recorder indicated the plane's flaps and slaps, which are normally extended to get the plane off the ground, were retracted before the jet crashed. Now, an eyewitness to the crash says that's not so. Federal officials looking into the crash say a co-pilot watching the jet take off says the flaps were in proper position. White House Chief of Staff Howard Baker says the administration has a two-track policy in Central America, backing the peace plan while supporting the Contras in the military struggle against Nicaragua. Baker says what's important is that the president show his commitment to democracy.
I know the president has no lack of resolve to stick by the freedom fighters. I know that many conservatives have expressed concern about that, but let me say, Ronald Reagan is, above all politicians I know, or any president I know, comes armed with the credentials to prove his commitment to democracy in this hemisphere and to the Contras in particular.
The Illinois lottery was the third most profitable in the nation last year, says a study by the gaming industry. But the lottery wasn't growing so fast in similar states and several other places. Now, of the four lotteries that began last year, the Missouri lottery was second to California's in profitability. The second shift shutdown of the General Motors Wentzville plant is being attributed to slumping car sales in spite of financial incentives offered for much of the year. Car sales that GM makes at Wentzville are off from 24% to 43% this year compared to last. Over 2,700 workers are being laid off indefinitely. This afternoon on Frankly Speaking, you're invited to join me as I explore the power of the crystals. We hope you'll join us on Frankly Speaking on Cats AM 1600. St. Louis Metro weather calls for sunshine and hot temperatures today. The high in the middle 90s. Friday night fair. The low in the middle 70s. And for Saturday, we'll have increasing clouds with a 30% chance of afternoon thundershowers. The high in the middle 90s. At Lambert, it's 72. Alton has 82. Downtown has 80. I'm Tony Washington reporting on the all-new Cats AM and FM.